time for a look at Wednesday Finance with Chief Economist from AMP. Our man is Shane Oliver. He's on the telephone line bright and early. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke. Hope you're doing well.
I hope you're doing well too. Well, look at what happened in the markets yesterday. There was a little bit of an increase. The Australian dollar is the strongest it's been for a long time. But I just want to get back to something that I read in the Financial Review yesterday. And that was that the Reserve Bank's minutes from their last meeting, which is the meeting where they decided to increase interest rates again. It was Melbourne Cup Day's meeting. And from what I read, they were talking about possibly two more interest rate hikes, one this year, and then I'm assuming the other one early next year. Is this a real possibility, or is this the Reserve Bank trying to scare us into not spending over Christmas? What do you make of it, Shane?
Look, to be honest, Luke, I think it's both of those, probably. The Reserve Bank, of course, minutes relate to the things they talked about at that meeting, and they pointed out that their inflation forecast did assume another one or two more rate hikes. And if they didn't raise rates again, then they could end up with even higher inflation. So, of course, they decided to raise rates once more on Melbourne Cup Day. So we've already got one of those rate hikes out of the way.
Yes.
At the same time, they also indicated that they're worried that inflation's not coming down quickly enough, particularly in the services sector, that it's not just supply related, it's demand related, and they're worried that the longer inflation stays high, the more inflation expectations will rise and the harder it will be to get it back down. But it still leaves up in the air whether they still go again. And that you'd have to say is a reasonable possibility here. The minutes also repeated that they noted that whether further monetary tightening was going to be necessary will depend on the economic outlook and economic data coming up. So that sort of wording was somewhat softer than we've been seeing following previous meetings, but it does still leave open the question that they may raise interest rates again. To be honest, I think that would be overkill, but the Reserve Bank is obviously still very concerned about inflation being too high. And, of course, at the same time, the economy has turned out to be a little bit stronger than it would have thought. So, yes, you can't rule out another rate hike. I don't think they'll move again next month, but it's certainly a possibility. And if they don't move, then it could be in February.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how Australia spends over Christmas and coming up Black Friday.
That's right. And the headlines of this, because it's not just in the Fin Review, it's elsewhere. And we're talking about it right now. So it's getting a lot of publicity. It will affect people's spending. And I did see a survey that came out last week that showed that something like 40% of Australians were cutting back on their Christmas spending compared to this time last year. And of course, that Christmas spending, as you just alluded to, kicks off earlier these days. It kicks off with the Black Friday sales, which, of course, later this week.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens there. And this sort of talk about more rate hikes can't be helping.
Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver, is our finance man during the week. Shane, can you explain to me where the whole Black Friday thing started? Because I know it's the Friday after Thanksgiving, and it was an American thing. How has it become such a worldwide phenomenon? I mean, look at the way Australia embraces it.
Well, it's our retailers embraced it. Basically, what happens in America is they have the Thanksgiving, and up until Thanksgiving, which I think is the second last Thursday of November, people are focused on work and Thanksgiving. And then, of course, the retailers thought, well, what's the best way to kick off Christmas spending? Well, let's have some sales on that Black Friday, because a lot of people, even in the US, will take that Friday off. Not an issue in Australia because we don't have a holiday on Thursday. But therefore, they think, well, if people are having that day off, perhaps, you know, having a long weekend, then maybe we better get them in the shop. So it started in the US, and like a lot of American things, like Halloween, for example, we find it gravitating to Australia, mainly because it benefits retailers. They can start getting their sales earlier. Likewise with Thanksgiving, it sets off, Halloween, it sets off a whole bunch of spending. So that's why it's taken off in other parts of the world, because it suits retailers, basically.
Yeah, I guess, let's just say, with a much smaller economy, obviously, but let's just say Anzac Day always fell on a Thursday, right? Most Australians would have the Friday off. And give themselves a long weekend. So I can kind of see at the time of year where Thanksgiving is, end tail end of November, Christmas around the corner, a public holiday on the Thursday, let's inject some money into retail. Let's put on a sale, and we'll call it Black Friday. And as you've just said, the rest of the world has taken hold of it all. Shane, speaking of the United States, their economy's going great. Their employment, our employment rates are very, very good at the moment, which apparently is not good for inflation. I noticed that Michelle Bullock has warned that 4% wage rises cannot absolutely be sustained without higher productivity. That makes sense.
It does. It's sort of like this. If you've got to pay your workers 4% more, but if they're producing 4% more, then your actual increase in costs is zero. Now, of course, we don't need them to produce precisely 4% more. Even if they just produce 2.5% more or 1.5% more, you can partly offset it. So what she's worried about is that normally in Australia, productivity growth, that's growth in output per worker, would be about 1.5% a year. In recent times, it's been going backwards or stagnant. And therefore, that 4% increase in wages is actually leading to a 4% increase in costs, which therefore adds directly to inflation. So that's what she's worried about. She's hoping that productivity will pick up as all the distortions from the pandemic work their way through, and therefore that 4% could be like it was in the old days, consistent with their inflation target of around 2-3%.
All right, Shane.
Bit of a technical issue around all of that, but she is worried that productivity growth is just too low, and that's adding to corporate costs and therefore prices.
I'm not an economist like you, but it makes sense to me. Listen, let's quickly talk about the markets. The Australian dollar, really, 65 point, nearly 65.8.
That's right. Highest level since last August. You know, we've been talking about this one for a while now, and most of the time it's been struggling. I think it got a low. The low was in the 62s, but not disastrous, but certainly on the soft side. But what's been happening here is there's increasing confidence that inflation in the US is coming under control. Their latest inflation figure last week was 3.2%, still a bit above. We're a bit above that. And that's leading to confidence that the Fed, the US Central Bank, has finished raising interest rates, and sometime next year rates will start coming down. So that's leading to downwards pressure on the value of the US dollar. And that, of course, supports our currency. We go the other way, we go up. The other thing that's helped a little bit in the last day or so is that there's been more talk of stimulus coming out of China. The Chinese authorities are reported to be putting together a list of 50 property developers who will get presumably cheap or attractive financing to head off some of the worries about the Chinese property market. That in turn helped our commodity prices. You know, the iron ore price has been high. BHP had a good day on the share market yesterday. And so that also helps the Aussie dollar. So those sorts of things are certainly helping. And of course, at the same time, we've got risk that the RBA may raise interest rates again.
Here we go again. Yes. All right, Shane, interesting stuff. Thank you so much for that. Have a great day today. We'll see what happens today and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
We certainly will. Thanks, Luke.
That's Finance Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.